Just a word I saw written on the wall in Thunderclap Station. It probably doesn't mean anything.
17. Outside Corbett Hall, a delegation of breakers waited. They looked grim and frightened.
D for Dandolo, Jake thought. D for Discordia. Also D for Desperate.
Roland faced them with his arms folded over his chest. Who speaks for you? He asked. If one speaks, let him come forward now, for our time here is up. A gray-haired gentleman, another bankerly-looking fellow in truth, stepped forward. He was wearing gray suit pants, a white shirt open at the collar, and a gray vest also open. The vest sagged. So did the man wearing it.
You've taken our lives from us, he said.
He spoke these words with a kind of morose satisfaction, as if he'd always known it would come to this, or something like this.
The lives we knew. What will you give back in return, Mr. Gilead?
There was a rumble of approval at this. Jake Chambers heard it and was suddenly more angry than ever before in his life. His hand, seemingly of its own accord, stole to the handle of the Coyote machine pistol, caressed it, and found a cold comfort in its shape. Even a brief respite from grief. And Roland knew, for he reached behind him without looking and put his hand on top of Jake's. He squeezed until Jake let loose of the gun.
I'll tell you what I'll give, since you ask, Roland said. I meant to have this place, where you have fed on the brains of helpless children in order to destroy the universe, burned to the ground. Aye, every stick of it. I intended to set certain flying balls that have come into our possession to explode and blow apart anything that would not burn. I intended to point you the way to the River Huai and the green collars which lie beyond it, and set you on with a curse my father taught me. May you live long, but not in good health.